You're listening to The Bill Murphy Show, the music interview show featuring the best in the business. From behind the scenes, in the studio, and on the stage. Available by subscription for free on iTunes and at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And now, here's another new edition on this Monday, May 14th, 2012. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for standing by and rejoining us as we came back from a brief hiatus and brought two new shows for you so far this month with Siren, that great all-female teenage rock and roll band from South Florida, and also Gary Bavona with his tribute band Never Stop Believing. Those are the two most recent shows, and we appreciate everybody tuning in and liking it and sharing it. And today, as usual, the show brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack. Great live music, those gigantic original fishbowl drinks, and fresh Florida seafood. Beach Place, A1A, in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach. Go on by any Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. You can be sure to see some great live music at Lulu's. Just over a year ago, we lost a very nice, very cool, very integral part of the South Florida music community, Jimmy Pagano. And today we pay tribute to Jimmy and also let you know about a very important event. It is the second annual Jimmy Pagano tribute coming up. Joining me in the studio today, Don McCarthy and Roscoe Peterson. And Roscoe's been a guest on the show before and is part of this event, and of course was one of Jimmy's close friends. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Oh, thank you, man.
All right. Well, you can get a little closer to that. Just don't be shy. I know you're not microphone shy, are you?
Yeah.
Don was supposed to be the microphone shy person here, and Roscoe's like backing up on me here.
You give her 10 minutes, she'll be right in there.
And Don, thank you so much for coming in person and doing this. I know this event means a lot to you. Let's give everybody right off the top the details on when this event is happening and where. I know last year's was at America's Backyard in downtown. Is it going to be held there again?
Yes, it is, at the same place.
You must have some good friends there.
Yes, I do.
Very cool. Well, go ahead and thank them while we're here.
Oh, yeah. We want to thank America's Backyard for letting us use their venue again. They have been very, very cooperative and very helpful in trying to get this advertised out.
And we're doing our part here as well for you. And the details, it's happening this coming weekend, right? The 20th?
The 20th, Sunday, yes.
Now, unfortunately, I just want to let you guys know, I'll be out of town. I'm leaving Sunday. I'll be gone for a week. So this is all I can do for you for this event. I can't be there in person. And you know, I would have had the incredible opportunity of jamming with you if that had happened. But unfortunately, it's going to have to wait till next time, Roscoe.
Can I use the studio while you're
here? Sure. And so, Dawn, it is okay. I cut you off though. The day it starts, what time on the 20th?
Well, the doors open at 11:30, and it runs from 12 to 11:30 at night.
And what will we see there? I imagine there will be some great music.
Oh yeah, we got a whole bunch of bands lined up. The Untamed Band, Giordazzolo, I believe I pronounced that right.
Close enough.
And it's going to be featuring with Peter Mars Colleen and Kevin Neal from the Pat Travers Band.
Nice, nice.
We have an all-star struck band with an artist, Victor Hugo, who's going to be doing a painting while they play. The Ramble On Band's going to be up there, and they're going to have an ice sculpture while they play.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have raffles and silent auctions, and it's going to be good. We got a weekend trip to the Bahamas for two. And that's going to be the grand free prize.
All right, we'll get into all the prizes and also the sponsors, the contributors that have donated some great auction items for that as well. And we want to thank all of them, or as much of them as we can. But we'll do that a little bit later on in the show. I'm going to interrupt you and go back. As you were mentioning the bands that are playing, you mentioned the Untamed Band, which was the band that Jimmy was in.
Correct.
So what is the personnel for the Untamed Band at the moment? Roscoe.
Well, it's me.
Uh-huh.
And Peter Leonard.
Right.
And Andy G.
What's up, Peter Leonard? What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, you got to give a shout out to Peter, man.
Always.
He's dynamite. And Andy G on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have GR.
Dude,
singing.
Get up on that microphone, would you please? I know you got a nice, deep, resonant voice, well, but we want to hear it even louder.
I don't want to take over the show.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
You've got Andy G, and then GR is going to sing with us. It's all people that were at one point, and Vinny Rivera on bass, that at one point they were part of the Untamed Band.
Okay, so they'll be there as well. That should be a very touching part of the show. I can just imagine in my head all the countless friends of mine from that I've met over the years that'll be there. I'm sure it'll be a great time. And boy, it was a hot one last year.
Yeah.
And so you can come in your shorts and your flip flops on your way back from the beach and join us there at America's Backyard. Now, I have some personal memories of Jimmy that I know he was one of those guys that was willing to do anything, anytime for any band member or band in the area. I know he was the go-to guy when you'd be loading in for a sound check and something would break down, a snare drum head would break, or a woofer would blow, and he'd be go, "Let's get Jimmy on the phone," and he'd be in his van or whatever, just drive over there as quickly as possible and take care of it, even at the expense of leaving a gig that he was setting up for, because that's just the kind of guy he was.
That's exactly how he was.
So not many people get a second annual memorial tribute, and Jimmy does, and that's just one of the reasons why he is getting that. Roscoe, I'm going to get this part out of the way. I kind of told you we were going to do this, but for those of you who are tuning in and aren't familiar with Jimmy and what happened with Jimmy, it was in April, I believe April 17th. Of 2011, that we lost him. And this was, you were one of the last people to see him and speak to him. Tell us what happened at Fishtails that night, as best you can recall. We don't need that many details, but the story as you remember it, and I'm sorry to remind you about this again.
I don't mind it, Bill, because I've had a whole year to make it, a positive thing that I ever knew Jimmy at all,
Yeah.
And that's what this is really all about. But that night,
you guys did a gig that night.
Yeah, we were packing up from after the gig, and we were out at the car. We always packed. I was always the last one helping him, how no one helps a drummer. Mm-hmm. You know all about that.
Oh, yeah. No one helps it. The drummers hate the singers, especially, because the singer grabs a mic and a mic stand, maybe, and walks out and says, "All right, I'll see you guys later," while the guy's lugging a kick drum into the back of his vehicle.
But I always stayed because I liked talking to him and whatever. And
you like staying friends with your band members.
Well, and he really was fun to talk to and had a lot of good things to say. But that night I knew something fishy was going on, and I kind of just said, "Jimmy, don't go back in there. Just don't go back in."
Come on. Now, really, seriously, where did you get this feeling?
Well, because there was a guy there earlier and he was pitching a bitch and he was a pain in the ass earlier, and I knew who he was, and then there was more people in the parking lot, from across the street that were shady. And I said, "Let's just get the hell out of here." No, I got to go back in and this and that and the other. And unfortunately, that's the last thing I said to him. And I didn't even get over the bridge on Oakland Park, and somebody called from his phone screaming. It was a woman. So I turned back there and I pulled up with the police. And since I pulled up at the same time as them, they wouldn't let me in there. But unfortunately, I had to look through the window. And it's just, let's just say, it's a tragic thing that happened, but we got to take the good out of it. And he left a lot of good here,
Mm-hmm.
A whole smear of good, just good, positive things that are going on just because of him. I know that when I was sick, remember back when I was sick before mm-hmm. I got better? There were people that
were... You're still somewhat sick, but that's a whole other story.
Well, my psychiatrist is working on that. I told you that. But it was people that Jimmy knew that lifted me up.
Right.
All of a sudden, all these people just started, words of encouragement and this and that and the other. So what he left behind far outgrows the fact that we lost him for now.
You're a musical brother of his, and everybody, that's as close as a musical brother that you could be. You're basically a family member, so that's how people regard you in that. And you've got an excellent support system and all those friends around Jimmy. And I wouldn't consider myself a close friend of Jimmy's, although I knew him, and we were all part of the same family down here. So, but the amount of people that reached out to each other and the amount of people I heard from about it and vice versa, it was just, I really didn't grasp how much Jimmy had touched the lives of so many people until after it happened. Unfortunately, that's sometimes how you have to discover stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That's too bad. All right, so this tribute is happening this Sunday at America's Backyard, downtown Fort Lauderdale. And as part of the show, since we always have music on every single show, we want to play some stuff. And we managed to round up a couple of tracks that Jimmy had been a part of with you, Roscoe. And first one that we're going to play is something from this one is called Leave Me Alone. What's a little bit about behind what we're going to hear on this one? Jimmy playing drums on this?
Yes.
See, I knew that would bring a smile to your face.
Well, this is a thing that I did. Well, let's just say I was mad at somebody.
All right, well.
And Jimmy suggested that we just take it out on our instruments, and we hit my studio after the gig and did this. And he kind of bashed away on the drums like a maniac. And
that's the kind of guy he was, because he just figured, that's a brilliant idea, as a matter of fact. You know, you get the raw emotion of something that's going on, and you end up with something that you'll remember for a long time. Let's check it out. Jimmy's on drums with you on this. This is Roscoe Peterson, Jimmy Pagano on drums, and who else?
That's it.
Oh, just the two of you guys. All right.
Oh, there's a girl singer. I don't remember her name.
Okay, maybe you will by the time the song's over. Jimmy Pagano's tribute this Sunday, and we remember him today on The Bill Murphy Show. Thank you. Leave Me Alone. It's Roscoe Peterson Project, including Jimmy Pagano on the drums there. And I thought we were waiting for a drum solo near the end of that one.
Oh, that was that first one. He was loaded down.
Sorry that. Oh, the other one that we had in there that we decided against. Okay.
But you could play just the end.
Well, if I could find it. All right, hold on. Yeah, man, let me pull that up a second. But then I want to talk to you a little bit about that track as well. I know you didn't want to take over the show, but I'm going to play a little piece at the end of this one. A little electronic drums action there. Now, when you said you got right after a gig, you decided to go in the studio and just tackle this stuff. Where was the studio? Was this your place that you did this?
Well, the house I was living in, we had an adjoining apartment that we rented out,
right,
like an efficiency. But then the tenant left, and I kind of just started building a studio in there. So we knew that, and we weren't going to wake anybody up.
It was just like put on headphones and plug everything in and go for it.
Yeah, but even, it was funny because it was an electronic kit, and we did have headphones on,
mm-hmm,
and he was beating those things so fucking hard that yeah, the neighbors came over. So,
oh, just from him hitting
just from the rubber pads, man. It was fucking.
Now, I know this is supposed to be about drums and about Jimmy, but let's spend a minute or two about on the guitar situation on that song. You did a ton of, it sounds to me like at least a little three guitar tracks in there, including the...
You're talking about the intro?
Well, no, I mean, I thought in the middle I was hearing a couple of rhythm tracks going at the same time.
That's one track, but at that time I was using one of those Digitech Brian May pedals.
Ah.
And it has a doubler thing on there for
I see
one of the patches, so it makes it sound
very cool. And then the lead patch, the lead part that you played there, that was just a killer sound. Talk a little bit about that sound. How did you get that?
I put behind the door that leads to nowhere. This apartment had a door to nowhere with a little. I put an AC-30 in there and shut the door.
Yeah,
to isolate it. Put a blanket on it too. Mic'd it. And just cranked it to 10, and that's all it was. There's
wow,
no effects or anything. I later on added some, delay and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, or a little post-production delay and stuff. Decent. Very, very nice, man. It's nice to have at least something of Jimmy's captured on recording for us to share with everybody so we can remember him. We're here with Roscoe Peterson and Don McCarthy, who are actually heading up. I guess Don really is spearheading the whole thing for the Jimmy Pagano Tribute Memorial Concert happening this Sunday. I keep saying that, Sunday, at America's Backyard, which is a great live venue, great stage, great setting out there, and it's going to be a good time. Let's talk a little bit about the things that are being auctioned off and where the money is going to. You have a Jimmy Pagano fund?
Yeah, well, actually what we're doing it for is the artist with autism. It's a very small firm, but we're going to help them try to put them on the map.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to work with little people now, to uh-huh, get them up there and try to help them make some money.
And give us an idea of a few of the items that people can, bid on. There's a silent auction going on while everything's taking place?
Yes, we've got guitars. We're going to have an autographed guitar from Harvey Mandel. The Long Run Band is donating a acoustic, electric, what was it, side cutaway?
Single cutaway.
Yeah, single cutaway.
Don't worry, this will all get edited out. Okay.
No, it won't, but go ahead.
Anyways, but they're donating a guitar, and they're all signing the guitar, so it's really cool. And then Roscoe had built a Low Daddy bass guitar that's worth $1,000 that he's donating.
Okay.
And we got jewelry, and we got biker stuff like saddlebags and all kinds of nice stuff.
Do you want to at least give a shout out to some of the people that have donated stuff that have been kind enough to be a part of this? And I know I saw some logos of people that were donating things on the page. And people can find this on Facebook, right? At Jimmy Pagano Second annual memorial. Is that, am I saying it right?
Second annual memorial jam.
There you go.
So
on Facebook. So find that and at least like it and get the info and tell all your musician friends about it. And if you're in the South Florida area, this is something that you definitely want to be a part of. So no, you don't want to give any shouts out to anybody? Or are you just not prepared for it?
I'm just trying to think of everybody off the top of my head.
Because you know, if you mention one, you're going to have to mention all. Yeah. You wanna, if you want, I can pull up the Facebook page and I can do
awesome.
It for you. In fact, you know, I'll just do that and take a look and see what's going on here. Let's see. Jimmy Pagano. So Roscoe, what part of the show will you be playing? Are you going to save yourselves for last, or are you going to be sometime in the middle, or
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
And on the dot.
Yeah, right. We'll see how that goes.
Please.
Now, I'm only saying that because it's like that with every event like this, you know.
Yeah.
So 8 o'clock, you can count on probably 9:15.
Eight-ish.
Eight-ish. Right, exactly. All right, here are the details, and we've got, let's see. Where did I see all the thank yous before? Now, you can talk into the mic. This is very, very loose here. It doesn't matter, you know.
You can go to the A1 Productions. A1PromotionsGroup.com/Jimmy Pagano, and that'll take you to the website.
All right, wait. Here we go. Free grand prize raffle ticket with admission to win a cruise to the Bahamas for two. And that one's donated by Don McCarthy and Roscoe Peterson. Wow, how cool. How'd you pull that off?
Don't ask.
All right.
Are you talking about the cruise?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here we've got some donated items. And this year's donations, and I'll just mention as many of these as people as I can. Actually, we got time. We'll mention them all. Here we go. Autographed guitar from Harvey Mandel, as you mentioned. Acoustic electric single cutaway guitar signed by the Long Run Band. Ernie Amaral, you got to correct me if I get any of this wrong. Amaral. Crate 60-watt combo amp, Low Daddy guitar, signature model. Bass guitar valued at $1,000. Fishtails Bar and Grill. One $100 and eight $50 gift certificates. A1 Promotions Group, artwork and graphics. Andrew Singer, manufactured autograph. Mickey Mantle baseball with glove. Yeah. Certified for authenticity. Florida Panthers hockey puck. Autographed by number 4, Jay Bomeister. That's a real collector's item there. He hasn't been on the team in 3 years, but that's cool. MA Airwave Alpha V3 microphone. Frank and Beats. $500 coupons for free hot dogs. Wow. Liz Krakowski, Avon Productions, one woman's basket, $65, and a men's basket valued at $55. Boca Tanning gift certificates, BB King Blues Club gift certificates, Boston's on the Beach gift certificates, Hot Shots Bar, let's see, Arc Design Studios, and then we get Gary Gore, 100 Jimmy Pagano koozies being donated, Tuna's Raw Bar and Grill gift certificates, Cagney's Saloon, in Davy, Turn 3, two acoustic guitars, 5 bottles of liquor. Very cool. Melody's Nails, Manny and Petty gift certificates. You're going to stop me and correct me if I get any of this wrong, right? Dave Vulture Crystal Sculptured. No. Dave Vulture Crystal Sculptured Ice. We'll carve a peace sign for you. Okay, let's see. Argentango, $25 gift certificates. Big Dogs, SAS Martini Lounge. Carrie Kroll Biker Gear in Davie, Flossie's Bar, Goal Line Sports Bar and Grill, Cycle Lab, Boogan Geese, Butterfly World, Monkey Jungle, and more donations still coming. Wow, incredible, you know, just generosity from a lot of people in the community.
Well, the website is so full we can't even put anybody up there anymore. We got a whole bunch still coming in.
Wow. Okay, so that's very, very cool. And you can get these details like we did on a1promotionsgroup.com, and then you'll just click on when you see Jimmy's picture up there. And then on Facebook, as we said, or I can go back this way and find out where I was on Facebook, the Jimmy Pagano Second Annual Memorial Jam. Just search for that on Facebook, and you can get even more details and also read some very touching words of encouragement and support from a lot of Jimmy's friends and the people in the music community down here. All right, so before I let you guys go, I want to roll one more tune. You also managed to capture a little moment of you guys doing a little Jeff Beck jam. Tell us a little bit about this Freeway jam we're going to listen to here.
This was a gig that
sounds like
did.
An awfully short version of Freeway Jam, by the way.
Yeah, I had to fade it out. I told you that before the show, man. What's
because, well, now I'm just calling you out in front of everybody.
Because I wanted to have it for prosperity, and I knew I was in the process of breaking computers and moving and changing my life.
Roscoe, he didn't like your solos later in it, so you faded it out.
No, I actually cut out the drum solo and the bass solo.
All right, complete with some intro at the beginning. This is Jimmy Pagano with Roscoe Peterson, Freeway Jam. As we remember him for the second.
We're going to do an instrumental right now and show off these guys. I'm working with a couple of really great players here.
Second Memorial Concert coming up Sunday at America's Backyard. It's Jimmy Pagano, remembered on the Bill Murphy Show. That's Freeway Jam live with Roscoe Peterson. Well, that would have been called the Untamed Band, or was it sort of like a...
That was the Untamed Band.
All right, that's very cool. And that was, from the best of your memory, recorded when?
We did a concert outdoors in front of the Birdcage.
Okay.
And
you don't remember when, though?
No, I don't.
All right.
It was more than a year ago.
The amount of gigs that you played all becomes a big blur now, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I'd like to get it back to there. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so again, the details on this is the Jimmy Pagano Second Memorial Concert Jam. It's this Sunday, May 20th at America's Backyard, downtown Fort Lauderdale. Doors open at 11:30, and then it'll go all day, and then you can catch Roscoe's Untamed Band later on around 8 o'clock or so, and a whole bunch of other great acts as well. Visit Facebook and search Jimmy Pagano Second Memorial, and you'll find it and like it, and then share it and pass it around, and try to join them if you can. And also A1PromotionsGroup.com has also got some other details on there, everything that you need to know. And it's really, really cool that Jimmy had such close friends like you guys that you felt, took time out of your day to come here and do this in person. And And, you know, a year, well over a year later, you're still remembering him in this way. And also for a good cause. It's very, very cool. Again, you're donating all the proceeds to...
Artist with Autism.
Artist with Autism. Very, very cool. Very thoughtful. Any closing words? Anybody else you want to thank or give a shout out to? Did we shout out to Peter Leonard?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Hey, Peter, what's going on, brother?
Anyways, yeah, everybody's been so nice and kind and just chipping in. Everybody's doing something. I mean, Freddie and Chrissy, we could go on forever, but
Andrew,
it's a half-hour show.
Been so supportive and just so full of information.
Very, very cool. Other than this, before we go, other than this event coming up on Sunday, where else can people catch you live? What have you got going on gig-wise? Anything else you want to let us know about?
Well, I have some secret stuff in the bag, but...
You always have secret stuff.
I know. I do. You're part of secret stuff.
You got a veil of mystery that just completely surrounds you at all times.
Yeah, don't make me snitch on you. I'll throw you right under the bus, buddy.
I want to thank my friends Roscoe and Dawn for coming here and doing this in person. Jimmy, rest in peace, brother. And everyone will have a great time Sunday on your behalf and remember you in style. And it should be, you'll be going home from that event with just great music ringing in your ears. And again, you guys, we really appreciate all your help. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Murphy Show podcast for free at iTunes. You can post comments about today's show, listen to archived episodes, and like the show on Facebook by visiting BillMurphyShow.com. A presentation of Bill Murphy Productions.